We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 4 lines or 5 lines from the bottom by the 2 dots on Pei Amud Beis. We said in the Mishnah that even though a Uman is a repairman or a mechanic, and he has your item, the halacha is, he's a Shem Mesach on that item. That means if it gets stolen, he's a Mechoyet. Then the Gemara came out, what's the reason? Because this is holding it for payment, so therefore he's still a Shem Mesach. That was Maskar on Sagamara. But if he tells the fellow, he says, look, it's ready, pick it up. I'm not giving hold of money. You pick it up and pay me later. The halacha is, he's a shayim echinam then. Because he already told the guy, I'm done. I'm finished. The kulon shalom retail shalach v'havi mois, shayim echinam. Tanan, hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Amaloi shal, this Mishnah is about shayil, and we'll come, we'll tell it to our Mishnah soon. Amaloi shayil, shayil's borrowing something, and he tells the guy, I need to borrow your tractor. So, and he says, send it with your worker. The halacha is, once he says send it, he's responsible. Shalach v'shilcho meisa chayiv. We know shayil is chayiv, you know, intim. So if he says, send it with your son, send it with the shliach, the halacha is the shayil is chayiv ready. V'chem shal shemach zero. When he's giving it back also, if he sends it back with the shayil's own son, it's not returned till it gets back to the mashal. But if the mashal says, send it with your son, then it's considered returned already because he gave permission. This whole discussion is only if he returned it in the middle of Yemei She'ela. So there, he's still a shoyl until it reaches the hand of the mashal. After the man She'ela is finished, he's potter, even though he never returned it. But he doesn't have a shoyl anymore. Because the devar of a shoyl is that it's a kal na shaloi. I could use it. But once the time ended, and you know it as well, both the mashal and the mashal know it ended, so then, I'm a shomer on it, but not a shoyl anymore. Because I'm already not, I'm out of my zman of shayla already. That's the halacha that we said on the Mishnah, Gav Shayla. I'm going to start with our Mishnah now. Masav Nachmar Papa, the Kulon Shalom Matos Eshalach, Bahavi Mayesha Mechim. Says our Mishnah that when the repairman says, you can pick up your sewing machine and you'll pay me money whenever you want. Halacha Yeshem Mechim. Because basically, you let him know that I'm not a shomer Sacha anymore. Top of Payal from Ralph, Hagimartiv, if you just let him know that it was finished, but you didn't tell him yet that the umnus is over. You just finished it yourself. You didn't tell him yet. You didn't let him know, by the way, you could pick it up. He just finished it. And it could be still holding it. We don't know. He just finished it. The halacha is Yosha Mesacha. So the same thing over here, even though you finished Yimei She'ela, but L'chaira, so just like over there, it's Mashma Mishnah, that in order to be Ois Shem Mesacha, you have to actually say it, that I'm done the Shmira. So by Sheila also, just by finishing his Van Sheila, how's that enough? Look at Top Rashi. Hogamart the Shem Mesacha, let me in Kim and Shiyodu Abayam Shikoli Mei Umnes, since I let him know that's finished, Loi Shalcha Vavium, Potter HaShemer. And you don't say that, because I didn't say Toil HaShalach. Like I was showing Nami, Avvi Shiyodu Abayam Shikoli Mei Shita HaShalu. So, more being a Raya, from our Mishnah, that until you say, I am done, you're not done. Zogmur Loi, it's not a Raya. Ha, we make in our Mishnah as well. Ha, vei moyos v'tala shalach shem esacha. The only time you're shem esacha is if you say, "I need your money first and then take it." I'm holding for the money. Ava gemartiv is enough. Ava gemartiv my shem echinam yachai. I told you v'kulon shalom v'tala shalach v'avim moyos shem echinam. Why does it say dafka when I say take your thing and bring money? It's shem echinam. Say it even gemartiv. Nashmina gemartiv. Say even when I'm done, I tell you I'm done. That's enough. Just like what Shaul was saying, that's enough. The Kolshkein Toil HaShalach, of course Toil HaShalach will be considered as being done because they are spoken at Mefarish. So the Gemara is basically saying, our Mishnah is a Raya that Gemartiv alone is not enough. The Mishnah says, the only time you pot like a Shem Echinam is only if you tell the guy, pick up your sewing machine and bring your money later. I'm not holding it anymore. But if I just told you, called you up and said, I'm finished, then you'd be Chayiv. But now it's saying, no, even if I said I'm finished, I'm potter. Because we're saying like by Shail also, once Shail is over, it's Potter. So the question is, why did the Mishnah say then a case of Toil HaShalach? Let the Mishnah say a bigger Chiddush. Even Gemartiv is a Shem Echinam. So the Gemara knows, Toil HaShalach is a Chiddush the other way. Toil HaShalach is Tzrichle. Why? Sagar Amina, Shem Echinam Namile Hava. Maybe if I say Toil HaShalach, I'm not even a Shem Echinam. Like Rashi says, maybe I'm saying I'm not watching it at all. Kamash V'lon, that you're not Toil HaShalach. But it's still a pekadon, and you're still chayiv. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is even when you say Toil HaShalach, you're still a little bit chayiv. You're chayiv like a Shem Echinam. Still chayiv like a Shem Echinam. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. A very similar Gemara, Ikad Amri, Omer of Nachum Papa Afanam Taninu. Gemara starts the other way. That we have a raya from our Mishnah, like the Madiyama that says that by Sheila, when it's over, then you're not a Sheila anymore. You're just a Shem Esacha. But Kulam Shamru, We see, I just said, Shem Esach, could be Shem Echinim, Shem Esach, we'll see the Gemara soon. But Kulon Sh'omru, the Rav HaMishnah like this, Kulon Sh'omru, Toil Eshalach, it says our Mishnah, that when the Pir man says, take yours and then bring money, Vavi Maya, it's Shem Echinim. My love, who are then Gemaratif? Gemara assumes the same thing is by Gemaratif. And now why is it Toil Eshalach? Just to say that even then you're Shem Echinim. So it's a Raya. So we're going to lie, Toil Shani. Maybe Dafka Toil Eshalach, so it's not a Raya. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Hunamar Barema said over this Gemara in a derech of asking a steer to Mishnais and answering it. He brought down our Mishnah first. Tanam v'kulon sh'amru toilah shalach v'havi moya shemichinam. That by repair man, when he says, pick up your thing, it's done, and bring me money later, you're shemichinam. And v'hu adil gemartiv. And I'm done. The same thing is by gemartiv, same halacha. When I'm done, I'm done. V'raminu, omul eshoyel, sholach v'shalcha, umeisa chayiv. If the shoyel says, send with your son, then you chayiv. V'chem v'shosh machzira, that means only when the mashal sends for it, are you potter. If not, until it reaches the mashal, you're not potter. He knows it's over, because the Gemara assumed that it was talking about when it was over already, so why is it different than our Mishnah? On that, that Mishnah about Shoyel is talking about we are turning it, therefore your chayiv until it reaches the owner. But after Zman Sheila, you're not a Sheila anymore, you're Taka Potter. Just like we're learning up on Mishnah. So coming to Maskana, in all three ways, is that the Gemara is learning that Be'etzem, Gemara may not a Raya, but the Gemara is Be'etzem learning, this is Madiyama or Raf from my Papa saying a Chiddush, that once you know that the Shemira is over, you're not a Sheila anymore, but a Sheil, and here by a repair man, you're not a Shemesach anymore, because it's over now, I'm just a Shemechinam. And even by just saying Gemartiv, that's enough. Once you say I'm done, that's enough. There's a Chiddush. There's a Chiddush that you stole Shemechinam then. They have a Havmin, if you say Tal Shlach, I'm nothing, the Chiddush is, that's why the Mishnah says it. Say that Chiddush. So now, by Sheil, we just said that by Sheil, when the Zaman is over, so you're not a Shoyal anymore. What are you then? What are you? A Shemechinam or a Shemesacha? On one hand, I could say, you're not getting paid for this, so you're a Shemechinam. On the other hand, maybe you're going down one darga from Shoyal Shemesacha. So what's the halacha? So we're clear to Shoyal. By the Shoyal, when his Zaman Sheila is over, which means, let's say he borrowed something, someone has a Gemach, they lend the carpet cleaning machines, and now he cannot use it anymore. You're not. The man is over, you have to bring it back. So now, what type of shomer is he? He's not a shomer anymore because he can't use it. Is he a shomer chinam or a shomer sacher?
Why are you not sure that you return it?
No, because he can't use it. You don't call no shloy. You don't have the same level as call no shloy now. You're right. So, but you don't have call no. The whole bar of shomer chayav and oinsim is because call no shloy. Because call no shloy, that's what it is. That's the bar. Because that's the why you have your chayav oinsim is call no shloy. So, boilu. So, because in here you don't call on a shloy anymore. Here you don't call on it. No, that's a din shmira. A shomer has to give it back. He's a shomer still. What type of shomer is he? He's a shomer, 100% a shomer. He's a shomer sacha or shomer chinam. A baylu potem a shoyel v'chayev k'shomer sacha. Or idilma a shomer sacha nami lehava. That's the question. Is he a potem shoyel v'chayev k'shomer sacha? Or idilma shomer sacha nami lehava. Or is he a shomer? Or maybe not even a shomer sacha. He's a shomer chinam. That's the question. So Amar Meimer Mestavra Potem a Shoyel v'Chayiv k'Shem Esacha. He says not a Shoyel because not a Kol Nosh Loi, but he is Chayiv k'Shem Esacha. Why? Hoyel v'Nehena Mahana. Hoyel v'Nehena Mahana. Hoyel v'Nehena Mahana. The halacha is because since he had anah from using it, the carpet cleaner for 5 hours, that alone is payment. This should be a Shem Esacha. That's the pshat. That is payment. Or Hoyel v'Nehena Mahana. He'll be Mahana Vayta. It's considered payment. Tanya Gavah Seyda Meimer. That's a Meimer's Chiddush. He answers that he's like a Shem Esach. Why? Because Hovin Hanem Hanem. We'll bring it right. Tanya Gavah Seyda Meimer. Very important halacha. Halakeh Kerem Beis Uman, L'Shtragel Beis Chama. Someone picks up jewelry from the Beis Uman, picks up a beautiful bracelet. He plans to send it to his Kala, to the Beis Chama. V'omaloi, and he makes up with them like this. Imekal Moshe Meni, if they like it, and he knows the Chodim, I'm going to pay you for it. They cut his dumb ready. They ask him, how much does the bracelet cost? $2,500. They write down on paper, give him the invoice, and he says like this. I'm going to bring it to the Kala. If the Kala likes it, I'm going to pay you. V'imlav, and he knows the Chodim, he's going to pay you. And if not, I'll still pay you, because my side, I look good, I brought a present, they didn't like it, okay. But I'll pay you for the Chodim. What happened? V'nensu, and it came out in. So behalicha chayiv. If it's nensu bahalicha, on the way there, you're chayiv pay for insim. Bechazira, on the way back, you're potter, because you're noise sacha. Way back, you're potter, because you're noise sacha. We'll explain why by licha chayv in a second, but the regeya to us is b'chazara, you only chayv against shem esacha. Why shem esacha? When someone's paying you to watch the bracelet? No. The answer is because since you had a no of bringing it here and had all the rights, that makes it a shem esacha on the body. That's a raya to the Gemara before. Now, why on the way there you chayv ointin? So it's b'chalkis v'shoin. Rashi over here is mashma. The reason is because lekuchim b'yadai. It's like I bought it. So if I bought it, so how could I return it? The Teretz says it was a buying it, a full buying with a tanai. That if the she doesn't like it, I'll be able to return it. That's how it works. So right now you still own it. It's yours. That's what Rashi learns. Huh?
Why are you not
able to
return it?
Because once she doesn't like it already, then that's already the tanai. It's over, the mechira. Then it's only just like the schus I had. The way to run and other Rishonim and Sechas Adarim learn, they learned that it's a shoyl. He's like a shoyl. What's the whole verb of shoyl? Kalanoshloi. This guy, this chosin, has kalanoshloi. It's his choice. Him and his kalos choice, and the uman is out of it. If he wants to buy it, he buys it. If he doesn't want to buy it, so therefore, it's like a shoyl. That's where you chayiv. And again, once she doesn't want it, so then on the way back, he's returning it. No, it's over it. There's no kalanoshloi anymore. She doesn't want it, doesn't want it anymore. And therefore, it's not a shoyl. That's why he's showing himself, because he had that right. So the next story will be a little bit different, and maybe that will be a svar that you're thinking of. So, Ahu Gavra. A certain guy, he said, sold wine to his friend. I'm going to bring it to a certain place. If it sells well, good. I want to be able to return it. So what happened? He went, he didn't sell it. On the way back, is this? There was oinus. Also came to Rav Nachman. He came from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Chai. Why? It's oinus. So that's more kasha. Eisvei Rav of Nachman. I don't understand. We said only the way there you're oinus. Nenzu b'halicha chayev. But here's a chazara. So why are you chayev on your back? Hashem is sachar. B'chazara potter. Feshuk noise is sachar. Amalei chazara dahai alichi. Why? My time. Svaruhu. B'chazirasa yilu eshkol hazbunim lezavna. Let's say he's walking back. And he stopped by a rest here. And the guy says, you know what? I'm looking for some vintage wine. And he says, yeah, here, I have it right here. He would have sold it in a second. So he still has his call on Oshaloi, he still has his lekucha and soul, and therefore his chayiv binds him on the way back. That's the halacha over here. On the way back, at least if you still have a right to sell it, that there you're responsible. So to Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah, Shemar li ve'eshmar loch shem esacha, that if someone makes a deal with his friends, it's like this. I'm going to watch your thing because I have an electric plug. I'll watch your Tesla and you're going to watch my goat. Whatever it is, they make a deal. The halacha is, they're Hashem and Sacha. Why? Because you're paying me to watch the Tesla by watching my goat. So finish. So that's why they're each Hashem and Sacha. Zohar to Gemara. Amai Shmira Barilami. The halacha is that if you do something for me while I'm watching your thing, I'm Potter. It's called Baal of Imai. You're doing something for me. You're watching something for me. So Shmira Baal.
Doesn't have to be the same thing.
Oh, same time. Very good. On our papa, Domali, Shmarli Ayoin Veshmel Chamachar. The case was here that it wasn't like that. I was trying to say a case with the plug. No, it wasn't. It was I was going to watch your goat today. And then when I go on vacation next week, you'll watch my goat, whatever it is. You know, that's how it is. So that's how. When we watch each other's goats, you know, I have a dog. Maybe you don't have a dog, but that's a good child. You have to ask your own Rav. But that's why I was saying a case with a goat. I'm not sure a goat guy is a big problem in Yerushalayim also. It says they now have behemoth daka. You always have to know before you buy anything after a hamster, you have to know like what's the halach with it. You have that face, you have to feed them. But akapanim, I'm not getting into hilchos animals now. But in any case, the bottom line is that here we said, akapanim, it's different days, no Balavima. Tarabana, we learn very important stories now in Balavima coming up. Tarabana. Shemar li ve'eshmar loch. The deal was, Shemar li, you watch my thing and I'll watch your thing. Hashileni v'ashilcha. You lend me something, I'll lend you something back. Or Shemar li v'ashilcha. You watch it for me and I'll lend you. So it's the reason why I give these cases with the things, which is easy to get the case. Shemar li v'ashilcha. It means you're going to watch my goat and I'm going to lend you a hammer. So there, remember, you're the guy who's getting both. Or hashileni, you lend me your hammer. V'ashmalach, I'll watch your goat. So I have both of them. Kulam nasu shem esacha zazad. They're all shem esacha. Because they're getting payment for their watching. When they switch, then they're doing tit for tat. That's shem esacha. And when the same guy who's watching is borrowing, he's also getting payments, getting borrowing. So they're all called shem esacha. And the Gemara is a kasha, here also, Gemara doesn't know it's two different days, same day, v'amai shmira b'bailam hi. L'charet shmira b'bailam. So let's just analyze this. Is that Shmira Bailam? For example, a case where you're watching my goat and I'm giving you a hammer. Where's the Shmira Bailam? What am I doing for you? You're not doing anything for you. Bishlam, if I give you my goat, I give you the goat, you give me the Tesla, I'm doing something, you're watching a Tesla. But here, if I give you the goat and lend you a hammer, I'm not doing anything for you. This is Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says, the whole Gemara's kasha, that Shmira Bailam is going only on Eshmar Liva, Eshmar Lach Kai. Shesneyem, but the case where it's I'm giving you to watch something and then lending you something, obviously there's no kasha there, that's Shmira Bailam. That's not. So the only question is, anyone has the questions? The only question would be by Ashilcha, Ashilendi Vashilcha, what about there? Is that called Shmira Bailam? The author of Siva says that's not called Shmira Bailam. You know why? Because there, it's not really a shmira. I'm truly calling Oshaloi there. They're borrowing it. Therefore, it's not shmira of Bailam. No one's working for each other. I'm kind of watching it, but I'm doing it because I want to use it. So it's not cool watching each other. The Gemara's kasha shmira Bailam is only on a specific case. The case of Eshmar, Shmar Liv Eshmar, that case. Like my aunt Sim Teretz. Or my papa, Dom Ali, Shmar Liv Ayam, Eshmar Lach Machar. Now, Abraham reads the Maisa, which we decided to shmira of Bailam. Hanu Oyerli, there was these people who sold, sold soap. To wash begadim, to wash begadim. Oil is a type of asef, type of grass, or it was type of besam, mimbaisim. Either way, they're sold either certain type of spices, a certain type of soap, herbs, natural herbs they sold, like in a vitamin company. Hanu Ali, the chol yoima have a ofiluhu, chad menaya. So the deal was they were like a traveling peddlers, like 12 guys, and every day someone else helped make supper. Every day someone else baked. So hu yoima, omru lechad menaya, zil ofilam. One day, they told Reuven, you know what, you bake for us today. And Rashi speaks out that it was Kasaka Daitach, Yoima di Dei Hava, the Hashto Lo Yava, you know, it was like a Shem Rechino. They thought it was his day. Now, the Gemara thinks it's his day. So he was not really, he was just like a Shem Rechino. We'll see the story in a second. Just remember, he was working for them, but that was his day, actually. He was working for them, but not doing extra. It was his day. One day they told the guy, Zil Afilon, Amalahu, Natirule Glimoi, watch my clothing. Well, I'm going to go do the baking. I don't know, wear my nice suit. Hey, watch my suit while I bake. And also, they came back from baking, Pashuba, they were Pashayev Ignat. Not Mamas Pashayev, but it was Ignat, it was stolen. Also, Kamedra Papa, Chayvinu, it was got a Pashuba, it was more than, it was a Pashia, and was stolen. Therefore, Shem Echinim Chayv, that's where Rashi comes from, that talking about a Pashia, that the Mars is talking about a Pashia, must be talking about Shem Echinim. So, like upon him, they were watching it, and they were Pashia. So, the Chayv, technically, right? Also, Kamedra Papa, Chayvinu. Our Papa said the Chayv. That means the Chayv. Now, the problem was, only upon the Papa, my Pashia, but Bailam he. L'chayra, this baker, Reuven, is baking for them. Is baking for them now. So halacha is, if the Bailam is working for you, you're not responsible on his things. It's a special balavima, it's a tour in the pasuk. There is a custom. So here's balavima. So ichsef, her papa was embarrassed. L'soif iglei milsa, dahu shaita, shichrahava kashasi. The guy who was supposed to be baking hadn't started baking yet. When the Pashia happened, he was still drinking his beer. And therefore, Bailam, Pashia of Bailam, then balavima is only if he started working. But the chiddush, once it starts working, even if he's not working at that minute, that's enough. But he has to start working. Here, he hadn't started working yet for them. So now, it's not a called Balavimai. But now, the Gemara has another question here. Does Balavimai, where's Balavimai said? Which parasha? In the parasha of Oines, actually, by Shoyal. Does Balavimai apply to Pshia also? It's not so pashut. It's only if you hold that Pshia of Bailam is potter. It's learned from Psukim and Parak HaShoyal there. So, it's only if you hold that Pshia of Bailam is potter. I was embarrassed. Why was he embarrassed? Why was he embarrassed in the first place? The Mandiyama holds that Pshia, there's no heter of Babylon by Pshia. So maybe that's why he was chayiv. Why was he embarrassed? Elo, Zot Gemara, no. Ahu yom alav di dehu. It was not his day, Reuben's day, but om related day, zil afilon. And they told this Reuben, you're going to bake for us today, extra special. So now, he's paying them to watch the beged. Because he's baking today. On the schar that I'm baking, watch my clothing. Ad asa ignit. It got stolen. Not pshia. Top ramen. Not pshia. And now here, everyone agrees. There's a tour of ball of imay. Also, with our papa chayvinu. He was mechayvin. And there, amalei rabban our papa shmir of a bailam. It was shmir of a bailam because he's working for you. Ichsev got embarrassed. He was drinking beer. He hadn't started working yet. So there's no heter of shmir v'vayilim if he didn't start working yet. But I was talking about a case where there was shomer sacha, not shomer chinam.